It could seem either obvious or radical, depending on your views, but providing a home for people who don't have one is the approach that Well House has taken to addressing homelessness.
We have 13 houses. 4 of those are under construction right now. I believe the latest point in time I saw was about 50 people living here.
For those 50, having long-term housing has, well, long-term effects.
Our last report that came through is we were just a little over 92% of people that have moved in not returning to homelessness.
There are also benefits to the residents' health, employment, and family connections. But among the benefits are cost savings for taxpayers, for even basic things like
going to the bathroom, sleeping, being in a space that doesn't belong to you because you don't have a space. And so people are often arrested on the street.
Residents average about 13 days in jail per year before living at Well House, and just under 3 days once they're there. This means each resident saves taxpayers about $700 per year.
That doesn't even include law enforcement time. That doesn't include court costs. That doesn't include sort of all the bureaucratic costs that go along with an arrest.
Ultimately, according to Vandenberg, these findings may point to something bigger.
It actually is going to cost all of us way less money to move people into housing rather than to leave them on the street.
Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.